We'll do the other one. It's a short one, and if we don't finish, we can continue next week. Verse number 7. He's basically, in this verse, introducing the next few verses. And the entire chapter that to come is summarized in this verse. Krishna, like any good public speaker, when he starts, first he says, what am I going to say in this chapter? Then he says it, and then at the end, he said, what did I say? He summarizes. Actually, the entire Gita, the second chapter, Krishna says, what am I going to tell you in the next 15 chapters? And then in the 18th chapter, he summarizes. It's beautiful how, you know, this whole Gita is organized. So here he's telling us what we will be hearing in the next few weeks. So verse number 7. Aharastvapi sarvasya tribido bhavati priyaha yajnas tapastatha danam tesham bhedamimam shrunu. Shrunu, whenever he says, that means listen with attention. So he says that all the activities that we do in our life, all activities, trividho bhavati priya, they are of three different kinds. What are the three? Sattva, rajas and tamas. Sattva is pure, rajas is active passion, and tamas is lazy. And so he has given us four. No, he has listed four main activities, but Swami Chinmayananda says every activity that we do throughout the day, anytime, can be of one of these three. Priya means what is dear to us. So, anything that you do, it can be sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, but Krishna has indicated four main activities to make us see that is my activity sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. So, the first one is ahara, intake. Ahar api, tu api, sarvasya. Everybody's ahara, trividho bhavati priyaha. So everybody likes a particular kind of food, whether it is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. And also yajna. Yajna is what? Sacrifices. In the modern time, yajna means united activity, where people sink that into. That's what in the fourth chapter Sri Krishna told us, that when we do activity dedicated to the Lord together, that is called yajna. In the olden days, yajna was sacrifice, where people would get together and then light a fire, and the pandits would offer for the benefit of the whole town or the benefit of the whole village, or if the rain was not coming, they would offer, you know, prayers for rain. So yajna means sacrifice. Tapa, as we just said, is sustained activity where I conserve my energy. I don't waste my energy in useless pursuit. I conserve it, and then I use that energy for my spiritual growth. And the fourth is dana, which is charity or sharing. Now, all of those, even charity can be sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. You say, how can charity be? Yes, we will read about it. Even tapas, even austerity can be sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. Even doing a yajna, doing a sacrifice can be sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. And diet, of course, we all know that there are certain foods which are considered sattvic, certain are rajasic and certain are tamasic. Like, you know, eating fresh fruits, vegetables, drinking milk, you know, those are considered sattvic foods, you know, freshly cooked. Lightly cooked food, not very rich, not too spicy, not too much butter. And then there are rajasic foods, you know, where there is, with the increased passion, you know, like foods which are very rich, very oily, full of butter and, you know, lot of calories. And meat can be considered as, you know, as a rajasic food because it increases your energy, but then at the same time, it fills your mind with lot of passion. The sattvic foods make your minds, you know, more peaceful. And then the tamasic foods are, of course, alcohol, drugs, you know, cigarettes, and also food that is very old, stale food that will be going into more detail. So there is always a dispute as to Does the food affect your mind, or does your mind affect your food? Some people believe that if you eat, you know, a particular kind of food, it changes your mental makeup. To some extent, it could, you know, because what you eat. But more, most of the authors whom I have read, including Swami Chinmayananda, they say that depending on your state of mind, you pick the food. Like, say, if you are sick and you're not feeling good, your body is not healthy, your stomach is not working good, you're not going to go and have a steak or have a, you know, big meal, you know, of paratha and all that. No, you will say, my stomach is not good. Just give me some khichdi, or give me just, you know, soup, or give me something light. So based on my physical condition or mentally, you know, my mind is upset. I don't feel like eating. They say, you know, you need to eat. No, I don't feel good. My mind is upset. Or if I am in a lot of passion, you know, I've just come from the gym and I, you know, want energy, then I'll say, okay, bring everything, you know, let me eat. Or it's a late night now, you know, time to enjoy. You know, let's open a bottle and, you know. So depending on your state of mind, you will pick the food. And that is what they are saying, that you can tell how a person's makeup is by the kind of diet he eats or she eats. What is my mental and physical makeup decides the kind of diet I will choose, the kind of food I will choose. So there are certain people who like certain foods. That is their mental makeup. That is their physical makeup. You know, nowadays, of course, we don't have that. But in the olden days, when girls would get pregnant, and, you know, they were too shy to tell their mother-in-law and all, but they needed extra calcium, you know, for the baby. So they would actually, there was lime, you know, the walls used to be painted with lime, you know, chuna. And they would actually take that and eat it. And, you know, that's they get these different tastes during pregnancy. And the mother-in-law would know, oh, now she's pregnant. And so then they will, you know, celebrate and all that. Cows, you know, it is said that the cows, when they start licking the ground, then the owner knows that she is deficient in salt. So they'll actually bring bags of salt and put it in there, you know, because the body instinctively knows what we are deficient in. And that's what they call that pika, you know, where people eat mud and all that. Why? Because there is some calcium deficiency in that child. That's why he's going out and eating mud. So the body is very intelligent. It knows what it needs. Like cats, you know, people say, oh, we love cats. But cat is very interesting thing they do. I don't know if you have seen it or not. But if the cat is overfed, you give it too much food and it's overfed, what does the cat do? It'll go out and eat grass. And by eating grass, it makes it throw up and expel everything. So the animals actually have more sense than us. We just keep overeating without any control and, you know, without any. So that's what they're saying, that ahara is of the three kinds. It depends on your physical and mental status. Also, on your kind of job you do. You know, if you are a research scholar, you know, sitting in a sedentary job, you know, for hours, you don't need to eat, overeat. But if you are a bodybuilder, or if you are an athlete, or if you have to lift heavy weights, you know, you are a construction worker, and you have to work hard, then, you know, obviously the job will require that. So it's not that everybody can only eat sattvic food. And also, the, you know, depends on your work, depends on a lot of factors. So that's what Sri Krishna says, that all the activities that we do throughout the day, it can be either sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. And how will that happen? We'll be hearing about that in the next week. What is sattvic food, and what is rajasic food, and what is tamasic food? And then what is sattvic yagna, rajasic yagna, tamasic yagna? What is sattvic tapas, rajasic, tamasic? And even dana, even charity can be sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. So Sri Krishna has described in detail for us. We'll be doing that next week. We'll end with a closing prayer. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, मा कश्चित् दुःख भाग् भवेत्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ओम्। श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः।